Political culture in the early 1920s was decidedly conservative. Soon after Robert's arrival, the university imposed a quota to restrict the number of Jewish students. By 1922, the Jewish student population had risen to 21%. In 1924, the Harvard Crimson reported on its front page that the university's former president, Charles W. Eliot, had publicly declared it unfortunate that growing numbers of the Jewish race were intermarrying with Christians. Few such marriages, he said, turned out well, and because biologists had determined that Jews are prepotent, the children of such marriages will look like Jews only. While Harvard accepted a few Negroes, President A. Lawrence Lowell staunchly refused to allow them to reside in the freshman dormitories with whites. Oppenheimer was not oblivious to these issues. Indeed, early that autumn of 1922, he joined the Student Liberal Club, founded 3 years earlier as a forum for students to discuss politics and current events. In its early years, the club attracted large audiences with such speakers as the liberal journalist Lincoln Steffens, Samuel Gompers of the American Federation of Labor, and the pacifist A.J. Moost. In March 1923, the club took a formal stand against the university's discriminatory admissions policies. Though it cultivated a reputation for radical views, Robert was not impressed and wrote to Smith of the asinine pomposity of the liberal club. In this, his first introduction to organized politics, he felt himself very much a fish out of water. Nevertheless, lunching one day at the club's rooms at 66 Winthrop Street, he was introduced to a senior, John Edsel, who quickly convinced him to help edit a new student journal. Drawing on his Greek, he persuaded Edsel to call the journal The Gadfly. The title page reproduced a quotation in Greek describing Socrates as the gadfly of the Athenians. The first issue of The Gadfly came out in December 1922, and Robert was listed on its masthead as an associate editor. He remembered writing a few unsigned articles, but The Gadfly did not become a permanent fixture on campus, and only 4 issues survive. However, Robert's friendship with Edsel continued. By the end of his freshman year at Harvard, Robert decided that he had made a mistake in selecting chemistry as his major. "I can't recall how it came over me that what I liked in chemistry was very close to physics," Oppenheimer said. "It's obvious that if you were reading physical chemistry and you began to run into thermodynamical and statistical mechanical ideas, you'd want to find out about them. It's a very odd picture. I never had an elementary course in physics." Though committed to a chemistry major, that spring he petitioned the physics department for graduate standing, which would allow him to take upper-level physics courses. To demonstrate that he knew something about physics, he listed 15 books he claimed to have read. Years later, he heard that when the faculty committee met to consider his petition, one professor, George Washington Pierce, quipped, "Obviously, if he, Oppenheimer, says he's read these books, he's a liar, but he should get a Ph.D. for knowing their titles." His primary tutor in physics became Percy Bridgman, 1882 to 1961, who later won a Nobel Prize. "I found Bridgman a wonderful teacher," Oppenheimer remembered, "because he never really was quite reconciled to things being the way they were, and he always thought them out." "A very intelligent student," Bridgman later said of Oppenheimer. "He knew enough to ask questions." But when Bridgman assigned him a lab experiment that required making a copper-nickel alloy in a self-built furnace, Oppenheimer didn't know one end of the soldering iron from the other. Oppenheimer was so clumsy with the lab's galvanometer that its delicate suspensions had to be replaced every time he used the apparatus. Robert nevertheless showed persistence, and Bridgman found the results interesting enough to publish them in a scientific journal. Robert was both precocious and, on occasion, irritatingly brash. One evening, Bridgman invited him to his home for tea. In the course of the evening, the professor showed his student a photograph of a temple built, he said, about 400 BC in Segesta, Sicily. Oppenheimer quickly disagreed. "I judge from the capitals on the columns that it was built about 50 years earlier."